You know, we got our first phone call the night that it happened, and we thought, why is anybody calling us? And it was very strange, and before you know it, we had people visiting just want to know certain names, looking into certain names. And I think at that point in time, I think the United States government was still trying to ascertain what was actually happening and who was actually involved. And I think the original thought was, okay, obviously we're dealing with something from the Middle East. The question is, what are we dealing with? And so they started investigating. So they came here, and we started going through names and names and names, and thank God, you know, we didn't have anybody that went to school here.
Well, so how would you say things have changed here in the past decade in terms of security and scrutiny of potential students and so on?
TSA has imposed security background checks on the students. And then airport security is beefed up tremendously. So anyone that has any access to the ramp has to go through security training, then gets security badges, and then obviously be authorized to actually have access to the airport facilities in general. And then it's only to your immediate facilities. So it's very, very strict in that regard. With the kids do a background check for three different courses. So as they advance on to more courses, they go ahead and go on to take another background check for each course. And TSA believes that that's just an extra layer of security to make sure that when they're doing their initial course, if something comes up, it'll be caught in the security check in the next course.
Well, now, Andre, can you contrast that, the kind of security you're talking about, with the way things were September 10th, 2001, pre-9/11?
Well, pre-9/11 days, I think back then you didn't have the security background checks that are done on the three courses. You didn't have the airport security. And as you could tell when you entered the building, we have magnetic locks and security throughout the whole building, so only authorized personnel kind of. So all that is new after 9/11.
You know, Andre, one of the aspects that surprised, shocked really, a lot of people is that some of these students apparently were allowed to just go in and use simulators to learn how to fly the plane straight and told the instructors that they were not interested in takeoffs or landings. Why did that not raise any red flags? How could that happen then, and could it possibly happen now?
I would say they could go for a flight with an instructor if they, were, say, wanted a fun flight. But anything beyond that, it's not going to happen. It's not uncommon today. You'll actually hear people today, when they get their pilot training, they'll say, oh, you know what, I wish I could get in a big full-motion visual simulator like a Boeing 737 with a glass cockpit. So they'll go to a simulator facility and they'll say, you know what, hey, can I fly that simulator? And then they say, what would you like to do? I just want to fly straight and level. And obviously now, given what happened, if they know if it's more than just a fun flight, then they know obviously there's something wrong here. You know, so I don't think you'll see much of that anymore. And I think a lot of the simulator facilities and the instructors at those facilities are obviously going to give thought to anybody that's going to want to spend more time in the simulator, you know, to do something like that. You know what I mean?
Well, knowing what we know now, yeah. But yeah. What about pre-9/11? What if somebody walked in with that kind of request pre-9/11?
You know, I met one of the instructors that actually flew with Mr. Atta, and he said, average kid, nothing that spectacular about him, seemed like a nice kid. He says it was not uncommon for a kid to come in and say, hey, can I fly this simulator to see what it's like? And he said, I never dreamed he would ever use that information and use it against us. And he says he's horrified at the thought that he actually used his facilities and used his instructor to actually do that. So, yeah, back in those days, no one actually would thought they'd use an airplane as a missile.